just have your attention just for a moment. And if there was going to be an Easter offering or whatever Brother Bartlett wants to do, he can take care of that in a moment. But I heard something in this morning's teaching that got my ear. I want to tell you right now that Pastor Glover's got some awesome men in his church. And it's when an emergency happens and something has to be gone, this place is well taken care of. Hallelujah. The word that I heard this morning was from John 5, 28 and 29. It says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all," everybody say all, "that are in the grave shall hear his voice." Not just the saved. Not just the saved. When they were all in one mind and all in one accord, they all got the Holy Ghost. All. Say that word with me. All. So the Bible says that they all shall hear his voice. There's going to be a resurrection of the dead. There's going to be a separation of sheep and goats. Now, for all of you that have your friends that are telling you, "Oh, I'm not saved by works," I'm going to give you something today. John 5:29 says, "And they shall come forth, and they that have done good," say that. Done, that means they did something. You call that work? You call that obedience? You call that whatever you want, but you better do something, friend. And they're going to be resurrected to the resurrection of life. Now listen, there's no gray area here. God has not got a gray spot. It's either white or black. And then it says, "And they that have done evil." So you're either going to do good or you're going to do evil. And when you're in your grave and you get called forth, you're going to be judged on what you've done. Now, the beautiful thing about our God, one of the most amazing things that speaks to me, is the first people that he filled with the Holy Ghost was the 120, his saints in the upper room, right? The second group of people that he called and filled with the Holy Ghost were the ones that were hollering, "Crucify him, crucify him," the ones that had killed him. If you think you've done something too far outlandish, or you backslid too far, or you just don't want to be saved by works, let me tell you what. You're going to be something. You're going to do something. You're either going to do white or you're going to do black. And there's going to be a resurrection, whether you like it or I like it. I got news for you. I'm going to like it. Why? Because I'm doing something about it. I'm doing something about it. Hallelujah. "And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of the damnation." Now listen, for all of the folks, your friends, that don't believe they got to do anything to be saved, they're doing something all right, and it ain't to be saved. Do not listen to that. The truth shall make. There's a making process. It's not an... If you read the NIV, which I hope you don't, it says you're set free. No. This is not just an instant set free deal. It's a making. There's something that's got to be done. Brother, if you're going to make a cake, you just don't take that cake and throw the box in the oven, do you? No. No, there's a process. And you can do the process. The process is taught here. Truth is taught here. I don't know who's who here. You understand me? And to be real honest with you, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't care. You're here for a reason. You are here today to be in his presence for a reason. Why? Because there's something you have to do. Thank you, Brother Bartlett, for... I talked to him last night. Wanted to give respect to the man of God who's leading the service and wanted to know what he wanted me to do. And He says, I said, who's preaching the Sunday school? He says, I am. And I said, good, will you preach to me? He goes, you show up, I will. I need preaching. I need preaching. I need taught. The Lord spoke to me this morning. If you weren't here, you missed it. You know, if you're missing Sunday school, I'm sorry, but you're missing something. I want you to remember that verse. What's the verse? John what? John 5 what? 28 and 29. Go home. Read it. Get your Strong's Concordance out. Look up the word done. Look up the word good. Look up the word evil. You're going to choose. Now, my God's not going to force himself on you or his way. You're going to have a choice. And the ones that say, well, I'm not saved by works, well, they're going to do some works of some kind, aren't they, Brother Bartlett? And they're going to be resurrected. They're not just going to sleep away peacefully. I love all you folks. Kiana and Norvik says, Happy Easter to you folks. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and pray.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 God has done so much already, but I don't want to miss this opportunity. If there is anybody here that needs to be filled with the Spirit of God, now is your opportunity. I think it would be all right if we stand to our feet. Everybody come to this altar with their hands raised. Hallelujah. God, forgive us, Lord, today. God, cleanse our hearts today, I pray. God, if there is anything, any wicked way in me, cleanse me, God. God, clean me up, Lord, inside. God, I repent of all of my sin, God. I want to be right before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we right now raise our hands to heaven? Shout unto God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. God, pour your Spirit out this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. God, pour out your Spirit. Make yourself alive in someone's life today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
If you need the Holy Ghost, if you need the Holy Ghost, make your way to the front. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you got the Holy Ghost, make room for others.
Hallelujah.
If you need the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah.
Go ahead and scoot over a little bit, brother.
Hallelujah.
If you need the Holy Ghost, come up here.
Hallelujah.
Come right here. Hallelujah. The Spirit, this is the spout. This is where the Holy Ghost gets poured out. Right here. Right here. Come on up here, sister.
By the word, hallelujah, we give you glory.